Remy. If it isn't Remy.
Hi, Connor.
Hi. We have so much to talk about. Talk, T-O-K.
So much to talk about.
So much.
Connor, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning.
What do you mean?
Like, I just, like, literally, like, I... It's just... Ugh, my life's a scam. No, like, I wrote in my notes, and I was like, journal in the morning. And do this, and do this, like, a whole list of just, like, Remy's gonna start her life fresh tomorrow. And, like, none of that happened, because I woke up just, like, feeling ill and not great. And another day... not doing what I wanted to. So I'm just upset. I'm a little upset.
Well, okay. We're going to have so much fun today. It's crazy. We're going to get out of this funk together.
Yes. I'm drinking some matcha to wake me up.
Oh, I was going to ask, what's on the liquid diet today? I'm drinking one of these. These poppies. That's prebiotic.
I'm shocked that you didn't just pull out a Celsius.
Oh, I know. I'm mixing it up today. You can't know what my next move is, ever. I got to keep you on your toes.
True. What did you do this weekend? Anything exciting?
No, not really. I just stayed up. I was in LA all weekend. Went to my new apartment. I'm ready to get everything moved up there. Hung out with people.
Connor, tell us something funny.
No, I can't. I can't tell you anything funny. That's like, are you on Cameo? Did you ever?
Were
you ever on Cameo? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, we talked about
this.
The worst thing ever is when someone requests a cameo and they're just
and
like,
says,
do something
be funny.
Yeah. I'm like,
yeah,
oh,
what do
no,
you, what
I,
do you do?
I can't and I won't because like, what am I like a court jester? Like the king and the queen have me in the palace to do like a little funny dance. And then
I have like a thing every time it's someone's like birthday, which, and then I'm like, why do I feel like I'm repeating? But that's what they want. But like when they're like, just be funny and like say, do something for like, it's my friend's birthday. I always start singing.
You're singing? Well, you have a good singing voice.
Yeah, I'm like, no, but like jokingly. Like I'm like, happy birthday. Like I just, you know, do crazy.
That was good.
Thank you.
That was really good, actually.
Thank you. You should try right now.
I can't.
Come on. Don't you want to make my day better?
Yeah, I would love to. So... happy no I can't it's that sounded like three episodes ago when you were whatever we were singing back and forth talk show. Okay, let's move
on. I like
on.
That
so you took it easy this weekend, you said you were going to, and did you stick with it?
I said I was not gonna drink one thing, and I didn't for actually a full week. Proud of myself. But then I went to dinner with some friends. And I did the responsible thing because I drove. And then when I'm home, I truly am like a 5-year-old. Like I have to ask my parents for permission for everything. It's very annoying, whatever. And I like, because it's not my car. It's my parents' car, you know?
Right.
So I was being respectful. And I was like, they hate, like when I used to like try and like go out and like leave my car places, if I changed my mind, decided to drink, they're like, absolutely not. So I was like, you know what? I'm with my friends, with five friends. We're having a nice late dinner in town. Like it was so nice. And I wanted to drink. Like I wanted wine.
Yeah.
Like I just wanted.
Yeah.
So I called them like all nervous. And I'm like, can I please? Like, I was like, what? My friends are like, wait, why are you 5? And I'm like, you don't get it. Like my parents will like never talk to me. Like I just have to. So I was like, can I please leave the car? Like, can I please? Like I'm being responsible. Like I want to have another drink. And they're like, Remy, we don't think you should drink. And I'm like, I know, but why? Like, why? So then they finally were just like, you know what's best for you. And I did. I was fine. I left it in my friend lives in town, so left it. It was in his driveway. And I had a few glasses of wine, didn't get too drunk, nothing, and had an enjoyable evening with my friend. So although I didn't go do the plan of zero drinking, I enjoyed my evening.
That honestly would feel better because it, instead of just like not having any drinks and being like super strict, like be realistic. You know?
Yeah, we're being realistic here. And I had a nice time. So
and
I did the responsible thing.
Me being realistic, I did fully forget about my antibiotics for a full weekend. So I'm just done.
Oh, that's not good, Connor.
No, it's actually opposite of good. It's bad.
But do you feel fine? Do you feel okay?
10 out of 10 doctors would, it's hard to say if I feel fine or not. Because I, on the other hand, went out Friday, went out Saturday, and then, you know, yesterday had 3 breakfast drinks. And was just like passed out.
So that
like
is everything I've decided for me, I will not allow myself to do so anymore. We'll see if I go through with that. But like the 3 days for Remy is a no. Remy gets 1 day a weekend and 1 day a week if there's an event or something. Right. That's what I've decided.
Let me know how that goes.
I will.
Did you get your TV in this weekend? I know you talked about watching Outer Banks this weekend. This was your goal.
I watched the whole first season.
Wow.
I followed through.
This is like a new thing where I'm like proud of people for watching TV.
Yeah. You know? 100. No, I get the same way when like people tell me, I'm like, oh, good job. Like, yeah. Well,
what'd you think about season one?
Loved. I think that the reason I sometimes tell myself I don't like enjoy a show is because I'm not fully paying attention and it's my fault. So I put down my phone, I focus, I really, you know, like focus. And then now I'm more into, what's their names? You know, the couple.
Chase and Madeline, John B and Sarah.
Yeah. I'm like very into knowing that they're like actually together now, knowing they're together in real life. Like it made me like very into the couple.
Right. Well, it happens a lot, like more often than not, like they actually, people start dating, but then if they are expecting a season three, which they obviously are, and they ever break up, that's so much pressure to put on.
I know. Well, that's what happened. I also watched this weekend the movie The Kissing Booth. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah, I heard about that.
I'm just, it's cheesy, but I'm in love with the guy, Jacob Elordi, who plays the guy.
Everyone's the main guy.
Oh, well, he's mine. Just kidding, he's clearly not. No, but anyways, he was dating Joey King for like the first two, and then now he's not. So it was like very interesting. People were DMing me like, don't you feel like he was really checked out and stuff? Because they had to like hook up and stuff, and like clearly like he was like, he's moved on. Right. So anyways, or she's moved on. I shouldn't just say he. Right. Anyways, yes, I'm starting season two of Outer Banks today. Very, very, very excited.
You
I had to
be.
Stop yesterday and move on to Love Island because I just needed like a little change of pace before I went to bed. But yeah, I'm excited about that. I do need to get more. I watched also like the second episode of Gossip Girl and was like, okay, this isn't that bad. And now I need to also get more into that as well. I'm just excited that there's shows. There's also White Lotus people keep telling me to watch.
I heard it's horrible.
Really?
I heard it's horrible.
So why is everyone talking about it?
Because there's nothing else on. Everyone's like binging these shows in two or 3 days. I finished Outer Banks season two in one single day. And then I'm like, okay, I guess I'll watch White Lotus.
Oh, you watch it? Okay.
No, I haven't yet. I can't get myself to because it just looks really bad to me.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. That's a hot take. But I don't think it's like we know what good content is anymore. We just need so much of it all the time that we're there's a new show out and I don't care how good it is. I just want to watch it with the entire internet.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I believe that with like music and TV shows, everything 10 years ago was better. Like literally like when we were growing up and stuff, like just everything was so much more like the quality of it.
Yeah, you know? No, that's what I'm saying. I feel like these shows, like they're just trying to pump out one after another. And it's like, we need more content because people are watching 10 hours of TV in one day so that they can be first to talk about it on the internet. That like, I think there's a quality control issue. Okay. Before our special guest comes on, we should give a little bit of background. Our guest is so funny. Like, this is like one of those people I'm like excited to talk to. Yeah.
I got very excited like the day that she followed back and like reached out to me because I was trying to get her attention. Like, I truly believed like she was just so funny. Is so funny, is so cool, like just awesome. And I really wanted to be friends with her. And now we are social media friends, but we still have not met in person and we are dying to. But Audrey Trulinger, she just hit 1 million on TikTok. I think she's at 1.1 million now. And she is also has an Instagram following as well. And she also has YouTube. But we'll talk to her about that now. And I'm so excited to introduce her.
Me as well. That was really good. That like intro.
Thank you. I'm waking up now a little from the matcha.
Wait, can you guys hear me?
Oh, there she is.
Wait.
Oh, she has a microphone.
And
we
a
love
mic.
Her.
Wait,
are you still... Are you still in school?
Yeah.
See that? So I knew that's who I was thinking of last week. We were speaking to Gibbs or 2 weeks ago or whenever. And Gibbs on TikTok, I'm not sure if you follow her. And I was like, she's like, yeah, there's not a lot of TikTokers that, you know, are in college too. I'm like, no, there's someone I'm thinking of that I follow that also is. And it's you. Wait, are you a senior or junior?
Yeah, I'm going to my senior year.
That's so exciting.
Amazing. Yeah. Oh, going into senior. Oh, so when do you start again?
I am going back on Friday.
Wow.
This is so exciting.
Yeah.
This is so exciting.
Is it going to be like normal? Like, is it like you have in person?
So we're actually completely in person, and I'm pretty positive we don't have to wear masks because they kind of like required everybody to get vaccinated. And if you don't want to get vaccinated, you have to like submit an exemption form. But I think the first 10 days you have to wear masks because people are obviously, a lot of people are coming to campus. So then they're just going to like, you wear them for the first 10 days and then you're done. So
that's interesting.
That's fantastic news.
Yeah.
And where do you go to school for people?
I go
that don't
to
know?
Elon in North Carolina.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to really quickly just acknowledge the space that you're filming in today. I know this is a podcast.
Yeah, wait, what the heck?
It looks like you've robbed of like.
Wait, it looks like a wallpaper.
No, it's this incredible. Is hilarious. Thank you. So it's actually funny because I redid my room and I did like an entire room renovation and I made a YouTube video about it and I did like a whole TikTok series on it. But then I came to the point where, you know, this week and I'm like, I have to leave and this is all done and beautiful and I have to leave. So, you know, it's fine. It was definitely great.
It'll
be
very exciting to come back to. Like, you'll be like,
yeah,
oh my God.
That's so nice.
Exactly.
That was like a 20-part series that you did.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It was so long.
People love that stuff on TikTok. I watched, like, I had like 3 or 4 accounts that I followed like really early on where someone was redoing a basement and then someone was like resurfacing their pool. And it was like my whole day.
I know like, exactly one day. I was just what watching. Ones you're talking about. Yeah.
Oh, I miss those days. Times were a little bit more simple when we were just watching pool renovations on TikTok.
Yeah, 100%. Times were very simple because everybody was doing it over quarantine.
Right.
Yeah.
What a time.
Is TikTok, would you say, your main platform? Is YouTube, is Instagram? Like, where did you start? When did you start? And, like, what are you focused on the most out of those?
Yeah, so it's funny. I actually started with a YouTube channel. It was like, because when I was younger, I actually bought my camera for YouTube back in my junior year of high school. And then I didn't start filming videos until freshman year of college. Because I went to like an all-girls high school. And I was like so scared of being judged. So I didn't post anything. And then once I got to college, which I just am in love with college. I'm like so sad that I'm going to leave. But I really gained that confidence to actually post. And then I did. And I mean, I had like 1,000 subscribers, maybe when I went in like 2019. And yeah, I had it. I made videos about like auditioning for musical theater for college. Cause it's like a whole complicated process. And then it was like, I, got posted on Barstool Smoke shows. That was one thing.
Oh,
So then the Instagram congrats. Started to pick up. Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. That was my prime for sure. But that was when my Instagram started to pick up and yeah, then it kind of went from there. And then it was December of 2019. I started posting on TikTok and I made like a dance video. I was like going out in Philly and I made a dance video. I'm of course wearing a little tiny crop top. And it was like, you probably would never remember the sound, but it was like this like little techno sound. It was super weird. But I went to bed and I wake up at like 5 a.m. like hungover. And I look on my phone and I see that I had 5,000 likes. And I was like, I'm famous. I'm literally famous.
Yeah.
And I was going to New York like the next day. So I go to New York and I was walking around the streets of New York thinking that everybody knew me. Cause I was like, I'm TikTok famous. Right. It was so funny. But that was when my first video kind of like blew up. I think it had like 20,000 likes. So I kind of like ran with it and I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to start posting dancing videos, which now it's like you have to scroll so far on my profile to find a dancing video. And yeah, so then basically it evolved from there into comedy videos because I was like, I just love like, so Vine was my favorite thing in the world. And I just started making videos because I always wanted to be like Vine famous. And I was like, wait, like I can kind of do that on TikTok. Why don't I just do that? And that's what I did.
That's so incredible. So it's funny to think back. I also went through a little bit of a phase where like I was like, should I do dances? Like when stuff starts doing well. And I remember the first video.
Can we imagine Connor doing dances?
Honestly, no, but I want
to
see it.
I did, but like I literally, I'm pretty sure before I deleted TikTok for a second to like clean out my phone storage. Cause you know, when you have drafts, it's like, that's the biggest item on your phone.
I think I have like 20, it's 29 gigabytes or something.
Oh yeah. Oh, it's insane.
It's so much.
I had some drafted, like I'm like looking in the camera, like dancing videos. They will never see the light of day and I don't know where they live in the cloud, but. It's a scary thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to find them.
Vine, yes. No, they don't exist. Vine was so hard too. Like I never cracked the code, but I tried so hard.
Yeah.
Were you posting a lot on Vine?
Yeah. I mean, oh my God. There was this one Vine that was so funny. It's just such a shame that it's like the entire app is gone because I can't find the video anymore.
No, I miss obviously not like, on my the phone. Videos. Like they're just gone forever. It's not fair.
Like I don't really know why they did that though, because it's like why would you just completely delete an app? I don't really understand it, but whatever. But I had this one video that I made. It was like my first 3 days of freshman year of high school, and I was like first day, like so excited to go. Second day, yeah, I mean it's fine. Like I don't really have homework yet. And then like the third day, it's my mom. Like I'm like yelling that I don't want to go, and my mom is grabbing me from the door. It was like so funny in my head, and it was the first one that kind of like blew up. I think it maybe had like 200 likes, but I was like yes.
Oh, that's crazy.
Oh yeah,
that is a crazy amount of likes for Vine.
It was a lot.
See, I made Vines for fun, but like I never knew Viners. Like I didn't know like there were like famous Viners or anything. But like now I'm hearing that more as like they've moved on to TikTok. Some of them like later.
Yeah, I mean my absolute favorite is Cody Ko. It was so funny because like when you know TikTok wasn't a thing, like I would always just watch Cody Ko. Vine compilations. Whenever I was sad, that's
so
all
he's
I would
a
look
Viner.
Up.
That's he, what he came
yeah,
from.
He started on.
I didn't
Vine.
Even know that.
Yeah,
Connor's good friends with him, right?
Connor, I saw on your Instagram story, and I was like, oh my god, like that's like the closest I'll ever come to him.
We were together this weekend. Yeah, it was. He's
tell
the
him I
coolest.
Say hi.
I will. I absolutely will.
He doesn't know who you are at this point. Like, I feel like it's in your bio.
Like, I like don't think so. Cause it's not, cause I'm not like, I don't like post about it. I'm not like, oh my God, I'm so obsessed with Cody Ko. Like, it's just like my friends know. Cause my favorite activity is to just sit in front of my TV, like throw YouTube on and like have a meal and just watch one of his videos.
That's,
and crack
what, that's
up.
How you know.
Now your job, Connor, is to connect them.
I
Connor,
would love to.
If you connect us, like that would be the most insane thing in the world.
He, like, is so insanely normal. You would never know that he was, like, he's just, like, such a normal dude. But
he's
you guys
so
get along
cool.
really well. Like, for you to have him in your bio and be coming on today, like, I'm having a little bit of, like, a Sunday Scaries, delayed Sunday Scaries today. And it's so funny because I just sent a text. Like, I said so much stupid stuff this weekend. I just sent a text. It was like, to one of my friends that was also saying the same amount of stupid stuff after five drinks. I was like, who should I apologize to? And number one was probably like going to be like Cody. I didn't say anything.
Like
Cody, I was just,
like, and Kelsey.
Actual stupid stuff. Like literally just sitting there with like a beer in my hand. Like, how long do you guys think ants live? Like, just like the stupidest conversations where I'm
of
like,
course,
oh, like,
of course.
Talking to you.
Connor,
I just,
for some reason, I like can't in my mind picture you like how you would be drunk.
Well, open TikTok and just
no,
scroll
but, like,
on an FYP.
I don't know. I don't know. Like, can you picture me like what I would be like?
Yes.
I feel like you're just what fun and like flirty and just like,
Because I've watched the content
vibes.
From the Rolf trips.
Oh, true. I'm louder and I'm also really nice, like nice, 10 times nicer and friendlier to anyone. Like I just have like hour conversations with strangers. Like I just like not like, I don't know. It just like, honestly, it's like all the good qualities about me just increase, which is great because a lot of people get drunk and like it's completely the opposite. And I'm just very thankful I'm not that person.
Oh, yeah, it's so nice.
Same. No, I feel like we're all happy drunks.
Good.
We're probably all
I'm proud
drunks.
Of us. Guys, I'm so proud.
This podcast always somehow turns into like, so like, what kind of drunk are you? Like usually Remy and I, like on a Monday or Tuesday, like, what'd you do this weekend? And you're like, oh, it was long. But
Yeah.
Remy had a rebrand this weekend and was like fully like the most mature person on the planet. And I
really
am not there yet. Yeah.
That might change next weekend because I'm going out with all my home friends. And like when I'm with them, it just brings back like high school Remy. And like that's, and like I love them. But like it's just like it's something happens to the brain. So we'll see what happens. We'll talk about that next weekend. Guys, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this short break. So for people that don't already watch Audra and TikTok, congratulations because you just hit 1 million followers.
1 million.
So that's amazing. You. And you're now 1.1. I saw that went up really quickly.
Yeah. It happened in a day. It went back. It went up to 1.1.
That happened to me though. Like it's always
so
like one video or something, and then you get like over the hump. Yeah.
The thing that people don't realize is TikTok rounds up. So it's like even if it says 1.1, but I only have 1 million, like 80,000. It's not actually.
I was wondering, Connor, did you know that they do that?
No, because once again, I do not have 1 million followers.
I'm not saying about.
I didn't know either until the other day.
No, but is it only when you're in the millions?
I think so. I never really looked into it when it was like lower. Okay.
No, it's because every person we have on
once
here is like
again,
in the millions clothes, and I'm like this like freak.
You know what's so funny about you? It's just I feel like everybody knows you, even if you like literally only have like what? How many followers do you have? Like how many?
I don't know. It's in the 600s, but
yeah, but I feel like you have like reach that is like a 4 million kind of person. You know what I mean?
Oh, that is so nice.
You know what I've actually noticed too, though? I feel like anyone that's from like. Honestly, even sometimes like 300,000 to 1 million, like have an insane, like everyone like in the TikTok community knows who they are. Still.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. I feel like you, like even if you don't follow someone, you've seen their face. Like
exactly. Yeah. That's the weird thing about TikTok.
The TikTok reach is super weird. And then also like once you start getting reposted on other things, it's like we've all probably been reposted on like some account somewhere that we didn't even see. And so like, there's all these people that maybe don't even have a TikTok. And they are like, I also think, you know how TikTok doesn't make you make an account to like scroll and look at videos? I feel like there's so many people that do that. So like our following is not like representative of the people that like would recognize us in public.
Yes.
But I was going to say, Audrey, you are the most on target POV person that could ever walk the planet because it's your major in college. You're majoring in theater.
Yeah.
But you're musical theater.
Yes, musical theater.
I love that. I love that.
That's the coolest thing ever.
Thanks.
Is that like, and this is going to be so stupid, is that like musicals?
Yeah. No, that's not a stupid question. I mean, it's like, yeah. So basically it's like Broadway. We kind of call it Broadway school. So you're basically studying to be on Broadway and do theater.
Wow.
But you know, so I study singing, dancing and acting, but just because my major is musical theater, that doesn't mean that I just can only do musicals. So I do, TV and film as well. So I do like television acting as well, but I haven't, I haven't done it yet. I study it.
Like, do you want to be an actor? Is that what, cause
yeah.
Okay, cool.
So, I kind of want to get into both of it. I want to do theater. I'm going to move to New York when I graduate. So, Remy will be together, thank God.
Yay.
And then we can go
so
out.
Fun.
And then, Connor, you can visit us.
I'll wear a black crop top.
Perfect. And we'll all be matching.
That one, like, college girls getting ready video.
Yes.
Where you're like ripped jeans.
It's actually really wild that I'm like thinking about it because my question for you is going to be like, everyone who is in musical theater knows the reality of it because I used to do it as well. And
I didn't know that.
It's like, yeah.
Whoa. She sings.
I know she sings.
Well, I used to. I did it growing up. Like, my favorite thing in the world. Like, it's almost like a fake world because it's like, you know that you can't do it post school unless you're like truly going to be on Broadway. There's really nothing else. Obviously acting is different if you're going to be an actor, but that's not really musical theater as much. Like you're saying, you're looking into other things too. But what's interesting is like, yeah, I've had friends that did it too. The reason, and my parents always bombard me like, why are you going to stop doing this and whatever? And I'm like, because then what the hell am I supposed to do after? And it's like almost really sad. Like, it's like not fair. It's like just kind of the end. But my point is that it's so different now with TikTok because literally what you're doing, you're doing musical theater.
You're building
a portfolio.
You're taking
all that and building it and like have a following with it. And now you literally can make it into a career, which is like not normal and never was a thing before.
Yeah, it's actually crazy. And it's so funny because we now talk about it in our classes. We're like, yeah, like when you go in into an audition, you can have on your resume that you have a million followers on TikTok because that's valuable. That's valuable to casting directors and because it's free advertising for them.
That is crazy to think about.
When do you make your TikToks? Like just in between classes type of thing? And do you post every day?
I used to be like, okay, I'm going to post a video every single day. But now I'm kind of doing more like quality over quantity because I think sometimes when I just post something stupid, people are like, wait, why did you post this? And but I also don't really care. Like I'll post whatever I want.
Yeah.
But I really only want to post like when I feel inspired and feel like something is good enough to post. It's like probably like every day or every other day.
It is an interesting thing because I feel like some people are completely the opposite and they're quantity over quality. Mm-hmm. And like I'm deciding whether I'm definitely a quality over quantity person. But like yesterday I was like, should I just start posting and like just post like a few times? I didn't like see what happened since I never did that before. But it's unlike me to do that. And like I don't know because you never know what videos can blow up. But I also agree if you're not inspired in that moment and you're not feeling like
people know. Like people call you out for it too.
That I'm just like, posting to post.
Right. Like, they're like, why did you do?
Like, this isn't that funny. I'm like, okay, you know what? Let's leave me alone.
Well,
I was trying.
They're not all going to be bangers though. Like they are not like, there are some misses and that's okay. But like when you get in your head and you're like, okay, the past like three videos did so well. I'm nervous to post the next one, but I also want to rip off the Band-Aid and post 11 times to like set up precedent. That's like, guys, I'm not like, like they're not all going to be bangers and that's okay.
Yeah.
But I know that like I get these two like really polarizing comments all the time. It's like you used to be funnier and then, and I'm like, okay, I would love to
people say that
so
to me
fun.
Too. It's so rude.
I'm like, nothing.
So, that's the worst. Cause you're just
it's
like,
malicious.
I'm literally trying.
It's
what do you say to people?
I would love to be funnier to you. Like I would love to, cause then I would myself would perform better.
Yeah.
Like they think that I'm intentionally being like, not funny now.
Yeah.
You lost.
Do you get
funny.
Negativity, Audrey? Like, do you get a lot? Like a lot, a little? Like, and how do you respond to it?
I think it depends on the content. But you know, a lot of the time it's like people being negative about something that literally doesn't matter. Like, I think I posted something about Lululemon and people are like, oh my God, like not all the workers are like this. I'm like, never in a million years did I say that all the workers are like this. I was just making a joke about something that I've seen happen or like just vibes I get. And then I make something about it.
That was one of the questions that someone sent to me on Instagram. They were like, has she ever actually worked there? Because you're so good at acting like you have.
Never worked in retail. People are like, you've had to work in retail. I'm like, no, the only jobs I've had was I was a Disney princess for birthday parties in high school. Then I was a waitress my first 2 years of college at one of our bars, and the other job is TikTok and social media. So
love it.
Like I've never worked in retail. I just observe people and try to do what they're doing. But as far as hate goes, I mean, like I get negativity sometimes, but it's like, I posted something. This was so stupid. I posted a video. Well, I posted an Instagram story. I was out and I was like so blacked out and I was at this bar and there I was like behind the DJ and I was having the time of my life. It was so much fun. And then these like girls come in and they're like, you guys need to leave. Like, you need to leave. And I was like, oh, like, okay. And then I leave. And then I like was talking to the bouncer and I was like, why did I have to leave? And they didn't explain to me that it was a private party. So I'm like, I thought that I got like fully kicked out for no reason. And I was like, that's just not fair. And I was so upset because I was having so much fun. So I post an Instagram story.
Oh no.
The bar. And I go, worst service ever. Why?
Oh,
I don't know.
No.
But I wake up the next morning and I see it. And I was like, so I screenshot it. I was like, that's kind of hilarious though. So I made a TikTok about it. And I was like, that is so funny. I was like, oh my God, like I did not mean that. That is just hilarious. Cause I just like didn't even understand. I didn't comprehend what was going on.
Right. Right. And
were people like going off on you?
Yeah. So
that's a small business.
Yeah. Meanwhile, it's like a club in Philly.
Yeah,
I was oh my God. But so I post a video then making fun of myself being like, why the fuck did I post that?
Yeah.
And it started to kind of like blow up. And then people were like, oh my God, you should have never posted that about a business. And then people were getting mad at me about posting the video. I was like, no, I'm posting a video to clarify that like that I did not mean that. And I can't believe that I posted that. And people were just coming at me and kind of being like, this is so horrible. And that kind of really upset me. And because people can say whatever they want about like being like, oh, like you have like a weird nose or like, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's like, if somebody attacks my character, that really gets to me because I'm like, wait, what? And like, that really hurts. Cause I'm like, you don't know me. Like you literally don't know me.
No.
So that's what gets to me. But other than that, I mean, it's okay. It's fine.
I say that all the time. I'm literally like, you can say that I'm fugly and whatever, like you're gonna come kill me, but like the second you're like you are intentionally a horrible person, or you're not funny anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's like the two; those go directly to my. I probably shouldn't just give my Achilles heel to the internet right now, but those two comments, I'm like, oh God, like, I want to delete every social
media. It hurts.
I
really hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, it's
that's
bad.
Hurtful. But
also, this is like totally like side note, nothing to do with this specific thing. But I remember I was like dying when you were answering questions on your Instagram, and someone was like, "Can you just break up with your boyfriend already?" Whatever, and you're just like, "No," smiley face. And I like felt like I heard you saying that, and I was just like dying.
I was like,
so
no.
Where is the boyfriend? Yeah, no. Where did the boyfriend come from? And is he a school boyfriend? Is he from home? And like, how long have you been together? I know a lot of people aren't a fan of it because they rather be dating you. And I'm sure you have lots of men slide into your DMs because I had people, instead of asking questions, I had my guy friends from home be like, can you set me up with her? And I was like, no. But anyways, boyfriend details.
He goes to school with me. He was like my best friend. And then we basically have kind of been like, we were like on and off since like the end of sophomore year. So like right before COVID, basically. And then we left and we, you know, had drama as college. Oh my God, not high school. College relationships do. And we did not talk for like, I don't know, however long it was, like March to August. Then we went back to school. August last year. So literally it was a year ago today that we like started up again, which is funny. It came up in my Snapchat. We started up again like a year ago today. Then we were kind of, like on and off for like 2 months. And then we started dating in November. Yeah.
What do you think about the TikTok situation?
He loves it.
He does. Loves
it. I mean, cause he's just like, oh my God, it was the cutest thing ever. I guess it was Tuesday when I hit 1 million, he sent me flowers. He sends me flowers. Oh. I was like, that's adorable. And he was like, he kept sending me screenshots because we were like looking at it. It was like at like 999K. He keeps sending me screenshots. It's like, you're so close. You're so close. And then he's like, I can't believe, like, he was like, you are just the shit. Like, you are so cool. This is so cool. I was like, thanks. But he loves it because he's just like, I can't believe that you do all of this. And it's just so cool that, you know, you have such a reach. And I mean, he also loves it because like when we go out like in Charleston or down the shore, it's like I kind of can't walk 5 feet without somebody saying something. And it's so funny because then they also recognize him. And people say that my boyfriend looks like Tucker Carlson. So they all call him Tucker.
That's so
and
like, funny.
So they're like, yo, Tucker. And they get like, they freak out. And it's just so funny. So he enjoys it. And yeah, he Aww. Thinks it's cool. So he's
we
very
love
supportive.
A supportive man.
I always wonder what it would be like to date, like to be someone that, you know, is dating someone, but not pursuing it themselves. Cause I feel like I get it when it's like a couple that are like working together as like to be an internet persona. Yeah. I always wonder when it's like, so that's awesome. That's good. To hear. And I was going to say your friend, Grace Galepsy, says hi and that she's also super proud of you. So you have some great folks on your side.
I love Grace. She's one of my best friends from high school.
Oh yeah, she wanted to. She sent in like a little shout out.
That's so cute.
Hang tight. We will be back in a second after this quick break.
We should give some listener questions. We had like a bunch come in.
Yeah.
Someone specifically asked, and I was going to ask this anyways, and they beat me to it. What does your FYP look like? Like when you're scrolling, Remy and I were just talking like my entire FYP and it is never the thing that's trending ever. And it was, I guess everybody's FYP was the Bama like recruitment thing. And I'm so sick and tired of it now.
You know, what's so funny. So I'm in Zeta at Elon and everybody was talking in our sorority group chat. They're like Bama Rush. And I was like, guys, like, why am I literally not on it? I wasn't on it. I don't think
I wasn't
on
it either. And then the past like 3 days now I'm on it.
Really?
I think you,
like
you spoke
I just
it into
still,
existence.
I haven't reached in it. Did I just say reach in? I haven't
reaching
reached.
I haven't reached in it.
I haven't reached it. I don't know. I haven't been on Bama TikTok, which is kind of crazy. And I was like, I kind of want to be because I feel a little bit
out of the loop. Yeah.
But my FYP, it's like, sometimes the trends, but then also like a mixture of dogs. It really varies every single day. Cause I feel like I don't really go through it that much. And when I do, I kind of like get lost in a hole. It's like, I found one funny video and then I just stalk the person for the longest time and find the funniest videos. I feel like I haven't interacted with enough content lately to have a very cohesive for you page.
I know. Like if you're off of TikTok for like 2 days, you like lose control of your FYP.
Yeah.
TikTok's just like, I'm just guessing. Like, I have no idea.
Like you're not giving me enough. I have no idea what to give you. Yeah.
No, the worst thing that has ever happened to me, I'm pretty sure, is I got put on like surgery TikTok for some reason. And they were like really gnarly, gross surgeries. And I was like, I literally can't. I can't click uninterested like fast enough. And it was like, and then I started to like it. And so I was like, gosh, that, like, I don't know what to do.
TikTok was like, then, we're conditioning you. We're conditioning you and you're going to like it.
Some people, I guess everyone has a 3-minute videos now. Some people abuse 3 minutes. Like, I don't need to see the whole process of you popping a pimple. I just want to see the end.
Yes. Oh, I only want to see the end. I'm like, you can make this a 15 second video.
Yeah, but then it like, it works. Because then I end up watching the whole freaking thing. And I'm like, why does this keep coming up on my feed? And then I'm like continuing to watch it. So that's why.
There's just it was just like really bold of them to give everybody the 3-minute access. I feel like you need to earn that. And I'll never use 3 minutes.
I feel like you have to be in like a certain genre to need the 3 minutes.
I do 3 minutes with only my realistic haul.
Exactly.
That makes sense for you.
And that's perfect.
And I would have stopped, but I always get feedback on them. Like, you're the only person I watch with 3-minute videos. Like, I wait for these 3-minute videos. So I'm like, at first I was like, I'm just testing it out, but I will only do the haul, the realistic hauls, just because they're like 20 minutes and I cut them down to a minute. And that was like hard and took a while. So to make it 3 minutes actually is like very helpful.
Yeah. And then you would have to put them into two parts. You would have to put them into
which
two
I
parts
like,
and then that's like
don't like
not
doing.
Fun.
Yeah.
It's that's better like to OG, just have it all in one video.
OG TikTok was like all several parts.
Oh, part one, part two. I mean, that would have been really helpful to have the 3-minute videos when I was doing this.
Right. Right.
Like,
thanks a lot.
You could have cut that,
TikTok.
You could have cut that one down.
Yeah.
Well, that was like a big growth hack that like a lot of people, they were like for part two for like a long time at the beginning. I never made a like for part two video, but I tried.
Like and follow for part two. click under the plus sign to find out what this is. And people would fall for it. And they would click the plus sign.
I fell for it every single time.
I fell for it too.
Yeah. All of the haunted ghost videos I follow.
Another listener question is, where do you get your ideas for your videos, like the Quarantine Chronicles, things like the Lulu videos, like things like that? Like what gave you those ideas to do that?
So me and my best friend from high school, Jack, he and I are both like musical theater people. And we kind of just always call everything hilarious. Like, I just feel like you can find funny things in the most like mundane, normal, everyday things. And it's like,
it's the
we'll be like,
universal experience.
Yeah. And so we like, he'll text me and he'll be like, this guy cheated on me. And I'm like, that's hilarious. Like, how did that happen? Like, how did this happen to us? We don't know, but like, that's hilarious. And it can be something that we make fun out of. Cause it's just like, I can't even believe that that happened. And I just think that, you know, life is just funny. And so I kind of just observe around me and try to find little things that are gonna be funny and that things that people can relate to, because I love relatable TikToks. That's what really gets me. Like, it's just, or like Jack Martin, when Jack Martin makes his like finance bro, or when he used like, oh my God, I would just die laughing. Cause I was just like that. Those are the kind of people that I dealt with. And I'm like, oh my God, it's just, that's the kind of stuff that makes me laugh. So then I kind of try to find things that I would personally laugh at and then make them.
POVs and like finding the humor in something that is like everyone experiences and being like, oh my God, like that is, first of all, an art form. Like, and it's such, it's also like a science, because not everybody can do it. I can't do POVs. Living with Jack, I was like, I want to do this and I think I can do it. I can't. And that's okay. I just can't do it.
It's definitely, I think you just kind of have to have, like with POVs, like it's funny because I saw somebody like recreate like the Fuck Girl Help Hotline.
Yeah. Those are
and
so
it's just
funny.
Like, I'm like, this is good. But like to the POVs, it has to be really like real and, but also exaggerated so that it's funny. So it's kind of, it's just a nuanced thing.
It's funny to think about it.
No, it is funny.
I'm just like embarrassed because it's clear that I am not like a musical theater major. when I do them. So I'm going to leave it to the professionals moving forward.
I believe in you.
Thanks.
Yeah, but Connor, I laugh the most at yours when you're like confused, or like when you act confused, or like if you're like I don't even, I was going to like try and, I don't really know. Like, I think.
Can you give me just an example of what you.
No. Like, I don't, I guess it's just like the personality that you put on for TikTok of like, let's say when you're with Brooke or you guys are like having conversations and you're like, what? Like, I don't, or whatever. Like, it's just like funny.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, when you said that, I thought of the one of him and Brooke when the laptop in the dishwasher.
Wait, that's what I was talking about. Like, that's literally, I rewatched that the other day.
Yeah.
Like that, I was like laughing out loud because it's just like, I mean, her personality too is just insane.
She's
in like the funniest
hilarious.
Way possible.
Yeah.
That TikTok, I think I was like scream laughing. I'll never forget that one.
We talk about this all the time, Remy, but like that was one of those where I was like, I have to post today. Like, it's been a week. I haven't posted in a week. Like, can you just like, can we like film this a couple times? It's not.
Can we just do something stupid that we think might be funny?
Yeah. We filmed that a couple times and like built off of it, built off of it. And I was like, do not
that
understand.
That makes me think,
video.
How did you guys come up with like, were you like, okay, I'm going to put this, or she was like, I'm going to put this in the dishwasher. And you said, I'm going to put, like, how do you guys do
that? I mean, those videos, like, I have this page, a note page in my phone called Seedlings. And it's just like, I wanted to use the line, be less passive aggressive. I was like, I want to somehow get in, like, okay, I'm going to drop the passive. I'm just going to amp up the aggressive. And like, then we started there and then built it out. And then, but it ended
That's
up being
cool.
Like, I was like, this is like the stupidest video I've ever. I finished it. We were both looking at it and I was like, this is so bad. And she was like, you just like post it. Freaking a million or like seven. I don't know. Something million.
No. Oh my God. That video is huge. But that was, I love that.
It's always
one.
The videos that you're like, this is the stupidest thing ever.
You
and
don't
they do
think.
So well.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was me with my first ever POV, actually. Like, I think that was.
Yeah. Wait, which one POV. Was it?
Because it was my, it was my first Victoria's Secret one. And I don't think I had ever made POVs really. And then I made one and I was in the car. Like I had just been at Victoria's Secret and I looked down at the bra and I was like, I can make something out of this. And so I did. And then it got a million likes in a day. And I was like,
that is so crazy.
And that was when I hit like 500K and that was last year. So it's been a year.
Oh my God.
I found you from one of those those kind of videos that popped up on my feed. And I didn't see you like prior to that. And I like, then I went in like a deep hole and I was like, how have I not seen this girl? And then I think I started maybe commenting or like, I don't know how we got connected, but I remember I felt like I was trying to get your attention purposely.
I saw like your comment, or I think you came up in my For You page and then I clicked on you and it said follow back. I always love when that happens, when you're like,
me too. You're scrolling, like, oh my God.
And you see something that you really like and I'm like, oh my God. Like I did that with literally Kat Stickler today. I was like looking at her and I was like, oh my God, she follows me? And so I was like,
yeah, it's a very exciting feeling.
It's very exciting. But I think that was with you.
Okay, Audrey, let's do a little game with you.
Okay.
So we're going to do this or that. And you're basically just going to pick. That's the
great
game.
Sounds good.
Okay. Overly enthusiastic store employees or store employees that don't acknowledge you're there?
I'm going to go overly enthusiastic because I kind of hate when I'm walking around Aritzia and I have a whole thing of and I'm almost falling over with the amount of clothes I have and they don't acknowledge me or ask me if I want to start a fitting room. That makes me sad. I'm like, I really need a fitting room.
It's like a want what you can't have thing, because then if you're like up your ass, you're like, leave me alone. But I agree. If I'm like, then if I'm doing it all on my own, I'm like, why is no one helping me? You know?
I wear AirPods while I'm shopping and don't even play
so
music
that no one
because I don't want
you.
People to talk to me.
I really don't. I'd rather not. Like, I need to get, especially with like when I do it for videos, like I'm in the zone and I do not want anyone distracting the zone. Mm-hmm. But it's yes, in that situation I would want
it's when I'm just falling over with clothes that really makes me upset because I'm like, I really need help right now.
Yeah.
And then they
you would also like if they weren't speaking like up your ass, you wouldn't have content.
This is true.
The content
this
writes
true.
Itself.
This so I prefer them because, oh my God, I was in Aritzia the other day and they were just saying so many things that I was like, they're saying all of these really, they're basically
content.
Like seeds, like what you were saying, that I just couldn't even write them down quick enough. And I kind of lost them, but it was funny.
So
overly enthusiastic.
Okay.
Pre-date self-tanner or pre-date teeth whitening?
Self-tanner. Easily self-tanner. I mean, I think weirdly, I just have naturally pretty white teeth.
Yeah,
I
your teeth whiten, are very white.
Thank you. I do whiten my teeth, but I just have, like, it was like when I got my braces off, it was so funny because everybody was like, did you whiten your teeth? I was like, no. Like, they were just white when my braces came off, which was super odd.
Wow.
But,
lucky
yeah, girl. So I think I just, like,
seriously,
somehow
must be
have.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know. Must be nice, says you. Your teeth literally are glowing.
I whiten the shit out of my teeth.
But yeah, self-tanner for sure.
Guys, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this short break. Smart water or bubbling or sparkling water? Bubbling water.
I'm going to go sparkling water because I literally have two of them in front of me. But
me
I also have a Diet Coke. Oh, cheers.
Oh, you're a big liquid person.
Very much so. I always need a beverage.
Several liquids.
A Poshmark notification or a Team Snap notification?
Poshmark. Poshmark are like they really hype you up. Have you seen their notifications?
I turned them off. It was too much hyping up for me. They were very nice, but I was like, all right.
You're like, fuck off, Poshmark.
No, but I just Team Snapchat.
Yeah, see, Team Snapchat, I just like really, I'm like, please do not like wish me whatever the fuck holiday this
is. No,
I don't
a
want
Snapchat.
To open your like bouncing bunnies on Easter.
Right.
I was gonna
say Easter too. That is so funny. Okay.
Giving someone a gift they clearly hate or getting a gift that you definitely hate?
Oh my God, I would rather get one. It's fine. It's fine. Yeah. I'm fine. Like, it's really okay. Like, if you give me a gift I hate, I'm going to be like, I love this. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
But if I was like giving somebody a gift, I'm like, here you go. And they're like, thanks. I would be mortified.
Yeah. The only time now this is making me think, because it was this year that my roommate, before we moved out and I lived just now live alone, she got me a candle. And there is one scent in my life that I get nightmares about. Like, truly the worst, worst, worst one. Only one. Like, it actually is something from my childhood when I had this, like, set that my mom got me. And I was, like, making perfumes. And I mixed all of it together. And it made this, like, horrible scent. And that scent is, like, a well-known candle. And she got me that candle.
I had to change my cologne because of a rough night with Smirnoff Whipped. Wait, Pinnacle Whipped Vodka. I had to change
that. That'll definitely, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I can't, if I smell Four Loko, I might throw up. Like, I probably would. Yeah, on the spot. On the spot.
Scents really go along with, like, memories.
Yeah, absolutely.
But anyways, I had to tell her because I can't lie. I'm a bad liar. And it was a very uncomfortable thing for me to do. My sister was like, why did you tell her? And I was like, Lexi, I'm doing this because I love you. I cannot have this candle in my room.
Yeah, she can keep it.
I felt so, she bought me another one. I literally was like, please don't. Like, I will literally, like, don't. And she bought me another one, which was so sweet of her. And she was understanding. I don't know, maybe she still hates me to this day because I said it, but I just felt like I had to be honest. Anyways, no, you have on. To.
If we don't have honesty, we have nothing.
True.
Yeah. Okay, last one. Joshua Bassett. I don't know who that is.
Sorry. Oh, Joshua Bassett.
Joshua Bassett.
Olivia Rodrigo and Joshua Bassett? Mm. Driver's license?
Remy Joe.
Is that who he's? If that's who
yes,
it's about?
Good for yes. you. You're the cat. That is,
no, it's my favorite song, but I have to look him up now.
Good for You is about Joshua Bassett. You have to watch High School Musical, the musical, the series. High School Musical, the musical, the series is actually very good. The first season. Really? I haven't watched the second one.
Okay.
HSMTMTS.
Nice. That was good. I was trying to do it in my head.
Well, it's him or Cody Ko. Oh
my God, Cody.
Yeah, obviously.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, well, that's honestly a valid question because when I was getting into, I don't even know if I like had followers on TikTok, but I was like, I loved Joshua Bassett because I was watching High School Musical, the musical, the series. This was before anybody knew him and Olivia Rodrigo were together. This was like a year and a half ago.
Well,
so
I still don't.
I loved him, so. But no, nothing compares to Cody.
To Cody.
That's the thing. Like, I'm not like, I feel like that comparison's a little weird because it was like, I was like, oh, I have a crush on Joshua Bassett. And then with Cody, I'm just like, I just love Cody.
You just want to be
like
enamored.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't have a crush on Cody Ko. Like, people are like, oh, you would marry Cody Ko. I'm like, I literally didn't say that. I'm obsessed with him and Kelsey. Like, I just.
Yeah.
Okay, but, so like, he has a girlfriend.
Yeah.
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 And how old is he?
How old is he? He's 30.
Cody or Josh?
Cody.
Cody.
Cody's 30.
30. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll follow this man. All right, let's do one more because I actually am interested, like, if you like, well, making a TikTok ad or making original content.
I think it depends on the brand because sometimes it can be super fun. And if it's like, and especially if it's a brand that you absolutely love, that is so fun.
Yeah.
But
I love when it goes full circle.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And you're working
cool.
with a brand you like.
Yeah.
So fun.
But I mean, obviously I'll have to go original content because that's just so funny and silly and just fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are like your three favorite brands you've worked with on TikTok?
I love working with Princess Polly because I wear their clothes 24/7.
You are the queen of Princess Polly.
I love Princess Polly. I really do. I just think they have great clothes and I love that they always have a 20% discount. It's amazing. I got to work with Bubbly, which is like the sparkling water.
That's what we were trying to say. That's how you say it. I always say Bublé.
Oh,
yeah. I think it's bubbly. Yeah. I think it's just bubbly, but
Connor's very he's sophisticated. He likes to say Bublé.
Bublé. Well, it's like Michael
Great
Bublé.
Artist.
But yeah, that was cool. I got to work with Bubbly and then I got to work with Puma. So that was cool too.
That's incredible.
Ooh, very cool.
That was cool. So yeah, I mean,
do you do an ad with
that? It was like, I made a transition video, and that was all I had to do for them. And it was, but it was like super cool. Cause like I got some cool shoes and I was like, wow,
yeah, it's a huge, I'm working brand with
Puma.
Too.
Yeah. Super. Yeah. I was like, wow, this is cool. But yeah, so those are three.
That was good. Just right off the top.
Yeah, that was good.
You're like a serious natural at this.
Thank you.
But I want to ask, this is like one of my favorite questions. The butterfly effect question.
Okay.
We ask everybody this. I love this. This one gives me chills. What's been like the coolest moment or situation or whatever that you've had where like everything hits you and you're like, this is happening because of that video I posted on TikTok?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's just honestly every single time that somebody says something to me out, like every single time, because it's just like so nuts. Because, and that's what's so funny. Like people are like, oh, do people come up to you often? I'm like, yeah. But they're like, oh, is that annoying? I'm like, well, no, it's not annoying at all. Because realistically, like us as creators, like we really only see numbers. We just see like a million.
Yeah.
And that you can't really comprehend that. Like I'm never going to know a million people. But like realizing like I'm in Charleston, South Carolina. Like I do not live here. I like my boyfriend only like just moved here. It's not like he's lived there forever or anything.
Right.
And we go out and multiple people are like, oh my God, hi. And like, that is just nuts. And I'm like,
yeah,
it is nuts.
How did this happen? I don't know, but like, wow. So it's just very hard to wrap my head around, but it's just really cool to like see the numbers actually be people.
Right.
So, yeah. Oh, that's really
love
cool.
That.
That's the same. Well, I don't know. I don't know if it happens every single time I meet someone. I'm like, oh my God, that's incredible. A lot of times it's really cool, but it is the most cool when you're in a random place. Like I was in Boise, Idaho. I flew in and I was at a Chipotle in Boise, Idaho. I don't have any connection to Boise, Idaho. And two people came up to me at a Chipotle and were like, oh my God. Yeah. I follow you on Twitter. I'm like, that's Boise, nuts. Idaho?
In Boise, Chipotle? Idaho. You're like,
so
who
random.
Lives here? But
it is really crazy.
It is really cool. Okay. And then this is another really fun question. Actually, I'm going to combine it with the other one. So we always say, like, if TikTok had an awards ceremony, like the Emmys or the Oscars or whatever, and you were to award yourself an award of sorts, what award would you want to be given, receive?
Like most accurate, I feel like. So that saying like, yeah, like my POVs are like the most accurate and like on point, kind of like what you said when you,
I think universally truthful, like universally
thank
relatable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a huge, especially for like a POV, like that.
That'd be sick.
That's your job and you're good at it. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And that's what you're in school for. You're in school to be so good at POVs.
Yeah.
And you're nailed.
Yes, I am.
Audrey, incredible. And you nailed it.
Thanks.
I'm so happy you came on this to chat with
me
us.
Too.
Me too.
So I'm waiting for the day that we get to actually meet in person. But enjoy your senior year.
Thank
and like
you.
Definitely make the best of it while please continuing to make TikToks because we all love them.
Of course.
But you were always truly one of my favorites that I've
thank
found
you,
and followed
Remy.
On TikTok. So I'm so happy that we've connected and now you and Fibula as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you have anything like, obviously you're going back to school, so, but like anything you're excited about?
Anything coming up? Any plugs?
So something coming up in my life that's just fun is I am the lead in the fall musical at Elon. So that is going
to
be so
are you allowed
fun.
To say what the play is?
It's 42nd Street. We're doing 42nd Street and I'm playing Dorothy
so
Brock. So there's like two female leads and I am one of them.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm just like so excited because my first 3 years were kind of discouraging because I hadn't gotten cast in any of the shows at Elon.
Right.
And I kind of honestly at the end of this school year, I was like, I don't really know.
Wait,
if I even
why
wanted...
wouldn't they cast you? Like, I don't even understand.
Is I think it,
that,
it was just
is it like extremely hard there? Like what?
Yeah.
The
I mean, you just basically have like some of the best people in the country all in one program.
Right.
So it's a lot.
Right.
Oh, is it like a really well-known program for
yeah,
that?
Yeah. It's actually like number cool. three in the country. Yeah.
Wow.
That's amazing.
It's like a 2% acceptance rate to get into Elon for musical theater.
Good Lord.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow.
I mean, but it is that way for like a lot of the schools for musical theater just because it's such a small program because it's such a specialized major.
Right.
But yeah, so
well,
I hadn't been cast.
Huge.
So I finally got cast And that's
that's amazing.
Yeah, so I'm really excited for that. And then it's just basically my senior year, and then I'll move to New York and hopefully play Glinda in Wicked. That's the goal.
Anyways, Audrey, you're the best.
Thank you so much
for coming on.
Guys, thanks for having me. Like, I was enjoy so excited when you asked me.
Oh, it was so fun. And I can't wait for you to go back to school on Friday. So stoked for you.
I'm so excited.
Enjoy it.
Oh my God, Connor, you need to tell Cody I say hi.
I absolutely
Connor,
will.
It's your job.
Like, please, I will literally die.
I'll connect you guys.
Perfect.
That would be my honor.
Yeah, like, oh my God, I would die. Literally
full circle
die.
From the bio.
Absolutely. It would be so full circle. Could you even imagine? I can't.
No, I can't. but I will. I'll get that going.
Awesome.
But you are the best. Thank you so much for coming on.
You guys are awesome. Thank you
Thanks
so much
for having
an
amazing mic.
Oh, you're so welcome.
All right. Bye, Audrey.
All right. Bye, guys.
Audrey's a legend. That was so easy.
She is so awesome.
She's
actually obsessed with her.
Yeah.
The best. But yeah, that was an awesome show. Very excited for our show next week, as always. Thank you guys for listening. Continue to follow us on socials at Talk Show Podcast. Let us know who you want to hear on here. And give us some feedback. We're always willing to hear. And excited for next week. We'll miss you.
It's going to be so good. Another good show coming up,
you guys.
Thanks so much for listening. Bye.
Ciao.
Listen to Talk Show with Remy and Connor on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Talk Show with Remy and Connor is a production of Cavalry Audio and iHeartMedia. Produced by Margot Carmichael. Executive produced by Remy Bader, Connor Wood, Dana Brunetti, and Keegan Rosenberger. Audio editing by Josh Windisch.
Woohoo!